Thank you, Annie. Now then, the mayor joins the pack for the red hot toddy. Ooh. Traditionally, the town mayor starts the race, which is organised by Todmorden and Harriers. This year, there was a twist with the mayor deciding to dive right into the action, swapping the ceremonial start for a spot on the starting line. The mayor said, when the Harriers asked me to open this year's red hot toddy race, I thought, OK, why not start it and run it? So that's exactly what I did. The challenging route, encompassing 219 metres total climbing, presented a daunting challenge, especially for the mayor, Tyler Hanley, who faced his first 10K. The mayoress, a more experienced runner, took it in her stride, thanks to no small part to her membership of the Todmorden Harriers Monday Friday group, offering the distinct categories, including a 40-year group for speed improvement and a run-walk group, gradually increasing running intervals. The Monday group offers a tailored experience for every runner, and participants are welcome to join as frequently or intermittently as they wish. The mayoress said, the Monday Running Club got me back into running, and the coach to the 5K group were great and really inclusive and supportive. Without that motivation to start running again, I wouldn't have been able to take on new challenges like the Red Hot Toddy. In addition to providing a great day's running in beautiful surroundings, the Red Hot Toddy raises a lot of money for local charities. This year, the Mayor and Mayoress ran in support of the Old Library Corn Home, a food bank and cafe offering food support, a warm space during winter months, internet access, community meeting areas and more. As the Mayor and Mayoress crossed the finishing line, they celebrated not only a personal milestone, but a civic one, becoming the first sitting Mayor and Mayoress to run the event. The Mayor and Mayoress have raised more than £700 for the Old Library Food Bank in Cornham. So I say well done to them.